Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Very good Wednesday evening, everybody. How you guys all doing out there? Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina, who is saving the world out there at the school board meetings, as one does. Thank you, Joe, for doing what you do, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to come out here and vent, as I do every couple of weeks here at Realside Radio across the Fruited Plain on the GCN and network, wherever you are across the country, from Florida to Washington, Maine, down to California. It is good to have you with me tonight for the first of three solid hours, and it is going to be a great couple, 3 hours at that. Thank you for joining us tonight. We've got a couple of great guests coming up here in the first hour. We've got Michael Ramirez. You may have heard about the brouhaha that occurred earlier this week over the weekend. Washington Post, actually, Michael Ramirez is a political cartoonist, and he had a fantastic cartoon where he was, he was doing what everybody should be doing right now, and that is criticizing Hamas, the enemy of the world. ISIS is Hamas, and Hamas is ISIS. And he had the temerity to draw a cartoon that went out across many other newspapers, including Las Vegas Review-Journal. It went up to the Washington Post. It got posted, and due to complaints, backlash from readers and staff, it led to him apologizing. That is the David Shipley, that's the editorial page editor of the Post, apologizing to his staff, who apparently complained that the cartoon of the Hamas leader wrapping himself with Israeli children in front of a Palestinian woman to defend himself was racist. And it was taken down. What is going on out there, folks? This is a political cartoon. I don't know about you. I'm a big fan of a lot of political cartoons. I've had Michael Ramirez on my show several times. Went swimming with the man for cheese and rice sakes in the Caribbean. I think it was Turks and Caicos one year when we happened to be on a, don't hold this against me, a weekly standard cruise. That was before Bill Kristol went crazy. So he's going to be joining us here. Hopefully we can connect with him after the commercial break to find out what the heck is happening to our freedom of speech, and was it really racist? Second hour, we have a fantastic individual, somebody that I'm just starting to get to know, who is a rabbi who really has a fantastic worldview. He's born and raised in Israel. He served in the United States military, U.S. Air Force. Go Top Gun. And he is absolutely 100% right in line with what many of us are thinking right now, and that is just the absolute, I think the word is stunned. I think we're all in a collective place right now where we are just watching the news. We're watching all of these mind-numb robots carrying their Palestinian flags in major cities, not just in the United States, but throughout Europe, in Australia, across the globe. And many of them support Hamas. And this is a person that has diplomatic relations with a lot of world leaders. He's had a lot of communication with some of the highest levels, including the Vatican. He's going to give us a sense of what is going on right now, especially with the level of anti-Semitism that has increased dramatically, somewhere along the lines of like 500% in just the past 30 days. We're seeing attacks in Rabbi Ron's own district. Paul Kessler was killed. You may have heard about him, a 69-year-old man that was hit on the head with a megaphone by a pro-Palestinian activist, fell backwards, and hit his head on the concrete and later succumbed to his wounds. So I'm really looking forward to getting his perspective. We just learned today, I didn't believe this. I got this text message from my family earlier in the week, and I could not believe that this was true, that Iran is now getting another $10 billion released through the U.S. in light of everything that we've just learned about Hamas being a proxy agent, Hezbollah being a proxy agent for Iran, that are all trying to take Israel out and annihilate them from the river to the sea. And this administration, who I've stood up and applauded over the past few weeks somewhat, I think there's a lot of mixed messages in their support of Israel. I noticed not one person from the administration showed up at yesterday's pro-Israel rally, where 300,000, it's estimated, people showed up in Washington, D.C., Jews, to support Israel, to free the hostages. Not one administration official showed up. We had the bicameral representation from our Congress and the Senate. That was good to see. But not one from the White House? And now they're giving Iran $10 billion? Where do you think that money is going to be going, Joe Biden? Do you think for a minute that the Mullahs of Iran, the IRG, are going to be taking that money and feeding their people that they've been suppressing? I mean, the level of stupidity at this level, I mean, we're talking about the White House, folks, an administration in the United States that somehow is hell-bent to prop up Iran that we know supports Hamas, is supporting the Yemeni Houthis, who's now firing rockets at Israel. We'll be back with Michael Ramirez here after the break. Got a long show coming up, 3 hours. Looking forward to spending it with you tonight here on Wednesday at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And welcome back. Real Side Radio across the Fruited Plain. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. It is always a pleasure being with you tonight. And it is a pleasure bringing up our next guest. My goodness, it's been a minute since I've spoken with this gentleman. Michael Ramirez, who is a Review Journal editorial cartoonist and a 2-time winner of the Pulitzer Prize and a 3-time winner of the Sigma Delta Chi Award. Michael, how have you been, my friend? It's been a while.
Whiskey Dave, it's been a long time.
Wasn't that long ago we were floating around the Caribbean looking for some solace after that 2016 election?
That's right. That's right. It feels like we've been drowning ever since.
I look at your cartoons, and I definitely get a sense of the world through your eyes, and your readers and everybody at the newspapers really do appreciate what you're doing. May not always agree, which is what the world really, we don't want to be placated to here, but there's a...
I felt like I should apologize right off the bat.
Well, it's interesting, because I'd love to get in this with you after the next break here, but the first part I really want to talk about, because this was big news. Your name was across all the newspapers and the internet this week in the fact that you have your cartoons placed in the Washington Post. They did post your recent cartoon of Hamas using children to defend themselves and innocent Palestinians. I thought it was point spot on, but apparently people at the Washington Post complained, readers complained, and they took it down. Is that correct?
That's right. It was actually a literal illustration of Hamas using women and children as human shields. And, it's an extraordinary... it's an extraordinary deal that I have going with the Washington Post. It's this collaboration between both my paper, which is the Las Vegas Review Journal, and the Washington Post. And on Tuesdays and Saturdays, I do a cartoon that appears in both papers simultaneously at the same time. So they release them on the online together, and they both go to print at the same time. So Tuesday, this happens to be the first one of the series. And, David Shipley is the editorial page editor, because I don't look at other cartoons, just as a practice, because we all deal with the same kind of issues. What I do is I give the Washington Post a variety of different, topics, and they can't edit the sketches or change them in any ways. And they just kind of sort of select the one that they like and then make sure that I approve of that selection. It happened to be after this interview on Lebanese television with a senior Hamas official. I don't know if you're familiar with him, Ghazi Hamad.
He's yep.
sort of been all over the air.
Yep.
And he was talking about celebrating the April 7th attack. Now,
October, yeah.
October 7th. I mean, so when you look at what transpired on that day, Hamas operatives killing innocent civilians, 1,400 innocent civilians, and just the forensic evidence and the video and the audio that they've uncovered showing that, babies shot in their cribs, parents shot in front of their children, entire families massacred, the torture and execution of people. And so this senior Hamas official who represents Hamas was hailing October 7th, and then he was stating that everything was justified and they will do it over and over again until Israel's removed. So that was the inspiration for the Human Shields cartoon. Basically the criticism of it was that this character represented all of Palestinians. It was a racist portrayal. Actually, I thought the cartoon was designed with specificity. The focus was on a specific individual, the statements he made on behalf of a specific organization that he represented, their claims of victimhood and the plight of innocent Palestinians that were used as pawns in their political and military strategy, that person being Ghazi Hamad. The caricature looks exactly like him.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly labeled Hamas. It's ironic that those who criticize the cartoon for overgeneralizing and stereotyping are the ones that can't seem to distinguish the difference between a known terrorist group and Palestinians. So there was a large uproar at the Washington Post, within the Washington Post and outside, and they decided to pull the cartoon. Now, the good news is it appeared in both papers simultaneously. I am the editorial cartoonist for the Las Vegas Review Journal, and they stood behind me. So that cartoon remained on the website, and it actually, I think, in deference to what happened to the Washington Post, it shows that the Las Vegas Review remains a beacon for liberty with the courage to stand up for the truth.
For folks that haven't seen the cartoon, Hamad, you're talking about a character of Hamad, and he has got four kids, two of them are babies, roped to him. It says, plainly says Hamas on his suit. He's hiding, he's got a woman behind him that's in a rope as well. She looks like a Palestinian. And he says, how dare Israel attack civilians? So it's pure projection, which is exactly what we're seeing globally right now with Hamas and the world publicity campaign that so many people have fallen into, the trap they knew that Israeli was going to fall into when they counterattacked based upon, and the whole, we all know that the whole purpose of this is to try to destroy the Abraham Accords with Saudi Arabia, that they'd want to pull out. We know the big game here, but, and I'd like to talk to you more about this after the break here in a couple of minutes, but what is this saying about the state of free speech right now when you don't, this is not a racial looking cartoon, this is a cartoon in the design of Michael Ramirez, and I have to say this. All of the other cartoons that you've done look almost identical in the character of the people that you've done, Trump and others. They all look the same. So where does complaint come from?
Well, I wrote a piece, an op-ed for the Washington Post and challenged them to run it. And of course, they resisted. I think they just want to get this behind them. So I actually, as in Newsweek, they just released it today. You could go to Newsweek, of course, go to Las Vegas Review Journal, and you can see the cartoon there as well. Mm-hmm. You can go to Newsweek. You could look at the I've got a layout of different caricatures and photographs of people that have caricatured, and it looks exactly like Ghazi Hamad. Now, critics of the cartoon are just simply using racism as a device to cancel the truth. You know, it's not about the cartoon being racist. It's about them disagreeing with the premise of the cartoon. I always say when the intellectually indolent cannot defend the indefensible, they pull the race card.
Right,
and
right.
And this is sort of a new attack on liberty and freedom by the other side because they can't win the argument. So the only way to win the argument is
and that's what they do with every subject. Michael could be found at michaelramirez.substack.com, by the way. michaelramirez.substack.com. Everybody should go and register so they can see your cartoons daily. After the break, I want to talk to you about the freedom of speech and the state of press in the United States and globally as well. We got Michael Ramirez, Review Journal editorial cartoonist, twice Pulitzer Prize winner. Delighted to have you with us, my friend. We'll be right back here after the news.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A Wisconsin jury has found a woman guilty of poisoning a woman with eye drops.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Jesse R. Kershevsky, guilty of first-degree intentional homicide.
Jesse Kershevsky stole money from Lynn Hernan and later killed her to cover up the fraud. Over half of U.S. voters want additional candidates to enter the 2024 presidential race. That's according to Quinnipiac poll. Despite over a dozen contenders in the race, 52% of voters express a preference for more options. In contrast, Republicans express satisfaction with the existing field of candidates. Salman Rushdie was surprised with the first-ever Lifetime Disturbing the Peace Award by the Vaclav Havel Center on Manhattan's Upper East Side. The award, kept secret, was attended by over 100 people. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Don't be a jackwagon. Stay with us for the next couple, 3 hours. We are the first of 3 hours here at Realside Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. It's always good to be with you. And we are delighted to have with us, first time, I don't know if it's the first time on the radio show, but I've certainly had him at Whiskey Politics before, artist Michael Ramirez, who you can find at Las Vegas Review Journal. He is a two-time winner of the Pulitzer Prize and three-time winner of the Sigma Delta Chi Award. Michael, you know, there's a lot of folks that are out there that have a lot of problem with this supposed cancellation. USA Today says cartoon falls to cancel culture in perilous times. Free speech attacks are no laughing matter. And the New York Post said the Washington Post made a huge mistake in killing this cartoon. And they published your cartoon, although be it black and white. So you seem to be getting a lot of support from different corners of newspapers.
It was surprising because the USA Today came out chiding the Washington Post for killing the cartoon, for pulling the cartoon as well. And a couple of quick corrections. I actually won a Sigma Delta Chi this year, so that's four.
No!
I'm not an artist. I'm not an artist. I'm a cartoonist. It's for people who can't draw that become cartoonists unless they're Hunter Biden. That they could charge $250,000.
So you're going to get $500,000 for your next cartoon?
That'll happen. That'll happen just like they'll put that cartoon back on the Post. Look, liberty, the free exchange of ideas, I think, is the foundation of democracy. And this is where newspapers are important. Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "Our liberty depends on the freedom of the press, and that cannot be limited without it being lost." And the reason why our founding fathers included this right to a free press in our Constitution was because they knew the communication of ideas and information, the right to inform and be informed, the dissemination of ideas, expression of opinion, are all necessary components in a political system based on self-governance and individual liberty. Limiting the exchange of ideas, even in our common culture, limits our freedom. You know, and it's sad when you think about it. That back in 1644, John Milton was writing against censorship. Now, give me the liberty to know, to utter, to argue freely according to conscience above all liberties. And then 215 years later, John Stuart Mill is arguing freedom and freedom of expression is the key to progress. To argue freely and push arguments to their logical limits is necessary to advance thinking. This, you know, this free and open debate distills and develops ideas, refines them into understanding and enlightenment. It makes America extraordinary. And it's a shame that here we are in 2023, and we have to resurrect these battles for free expression. And the reason being is because these opponents of freedom and liberty, they cannot make an argument based on facts. So they know they're going to lose the debate, and the only way to win is to stop having the debate. And
where
that's
is this
unfortunate.
You come from? I remember some conversations you and I had back in the day, and we talked about the leftist march through the institutions and Marxism and our schools and the problems with all that being. Are we just now at a critical mass? Is it to the point where it's ubiquitous now?
Well, you know, you found the underlying reason why we've had this transformation, this generational transformation in the fabric of our nation. And it goes from education. You know, so what I call the three things that impact our society more than anything, the three pillars of influence. You've got the media, you've got education, popular culture, and the media. And so what they do is they plant the seeds of sociological change in education. So they restructure the process. So they're no longer emphasizing the fundamental things you need for education, reading, writing, math, and science. And they replace that with social engineering and putting different ideas into the brains of these children. And then with our popular culture, they reinforce those ideas and they normalize them. And then with the liberal media that's agenda-driven, they institute these changes and these ideas and validate them. And so, David, 15 years ago, a socialist could not get elected in America. And then that's changed because they've drawn these kids away from the fundamental truths, history, civics, the basic educational values, and they've replaced them with this kind of brainwashing. And that's where we're in the problem that we're in. And what they're also trying to do is they're trying to change this debate so that they can institute, you know, with whatever methodology and whatever subjective criteria they're going to use to introduce these values to say that we're too sensitive to be able to speak truthfully. You know, I had a student from Australia who called me and asked me about the limits of speech. She said, should there be any limits? Now, I'm a First Amendment guy. I think you ought to have the right to be stupid if you want to be. I told her it sounds insensitive to allow these kind of obnoxious, offensive, obscene, you know, iniquitous pronouncements in the public forum. I wouldn't encourage them, but I don't think they should be disallowed because when you allow them to do that, it defines who these people are and exposes them for what they represent. And I would rather have these ideas exposed in the daylight of the public forum and debated in the political arena than hidden away, you know, buttressed by the absence of intelligent debate or deliberation, where they nurture in a vacuum of these predisposed sympathetic collaborations, especially on social media, where, you know, before, if you ran down the street naked and said crazy things, people would point at you and say you're crazy. But on the internet, you could do it and 100 other people join you, and it seems like a validation of it.
Yeah.
What I wrote in Newsweek was the slogan of the Washington Post is democracy dies in darkness. When the protests and rancor of a distressed newsroom offended by a cartoon simply for exposing the truth and causes adults to retreat into their safe spaces, clutching their participation trophies and canceling the freedom of speech, these are truly dark days. They should imagine what it's like hiding in a safe room, clutching their children and praying for the safety of their families.
We got Michael Ramirez. You can find Michael at michaelramirez.substack.com, and you could find his cartoons also at the Las Vegas Review Journal. Michael, what's the answer to this proliferation of social media that seems to be really rotting the brains of those that can't afford to lose much more in the way of brains? They're young. We're seeing in the streets across the globe here the pro-Palestinian rallies that people really, they couldn't even point it out on the map, and they certainly don't have any idea about the history of Israel. What can we do, if anything at all, outside of just outlawing TikTok, which I know some people want to do, but I don't see that happening. And as a free speech proponent, would you even want that to happen?
No, absolutely not. I think that's a crazy idea. You know, I've got, for those people that want to calibrate these social media enterprises and all that, you know, I think our founding fathers principally had everything right. Now, I'm a big fan of them. They're ingenious. They're designed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the consumer is far more effective than anything government can do. When you look at Bud Light, for instance, right, you could have government ban them or something, but then there'd be a backlash. It'd be complicated. You ruin companies. You ruin jobs. Let the consumer respond. If they want to have some, you know, weirdly antithetical to football fan person marketing your product, then you're going to lose the product. For social media, I have two words. It's called MySpace. People will find out generally what works and what doesn't, what fits their ideas. And I'm a knuckle-dragging constitutional conservative Neanderthal free market capitalist. I think if we stick to the tenets of what we believe in instead of following this kind of conspiratorial populism. Go back to the fundamentals, you know, God, family, freedom, fidelity to the Constitution, adherence to the law, knowing the difference between right and wrong, individual liberty, individual responsibility, less government, strong national defense, low taxes, free market economics, fiscal responsibility, being a beacon for freedom of the world. You know, all the things, truth, justice, and the American way. We reinstitute education to be the fundamental foundation for the generations that follow us. They'll find their way back.
Yeah,
that's what I always tell people when I give speeches, that, you know, it's a grassroots thing. You have to start off in your locality and resurrect the idea of having education, actually teach education, maybe get away from this bureaucratic monopoly that is only there to institute teachers that protect their jobs, rather than being responsible.
Amen, brother. Amen. I greatly appreciate you taking the time. Michael, you do speeches, you write, you put your public, your cartoons up every day at michaelramirez.substack.com. Our good friend Melissa helps you along with that, and it's a fantastic place to go and listen to more about what you're talking about. Thank you so much for taking the time and a very tiring week for you. Thank you so much.
Great to talk to you, Dave.
Likewise. Take care, and hopefully we can talk again real soon. Folks, we'll be back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehiwo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Snap out of it, everybody! What is going on? My goodness. Are you tired? I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm working hard like you're working hard, trying to have some semblance of a life outside of the desk. But this news for the past month and seeing how people are responding globally, worldwide around us, has really impacted a lot of people. People are really... I think they're feeling very lost. I think a lot of people right now are waking up and seeing for themselves that the widely accepted norms that we all took for granted are now being ridiculed. Our once esteemed Western values are all being labeled as racist. I mean, you got a cartoonist, a political cartoonist, that did 100% exactly the right thing. He called out Hamas for using children to hide behind and projecting, saying Israel is doing just that. And people are believing that Hamas is the victim here? I mean, it's exhausting following this on a daily basis. And breaking news right now, apparently the U.S. Capitol Police, all house office buildings in Washington, D.C. are locked down. No exit or entry due to pro-Palestinian demonstrations on Capitol Hill. All house buildings, there is significant demonstration activity. No entry or exit is permitted at this time. In other words, it's kind of like January the 6th, but with terrorist supporters. I mean, sorry, that's what they are. They may be too stupid to realize that's exactly who they are and what they're doing. And I get it. The mushy-brained individuals that are amongst them, the 22-year-old TikTok users, all believe that they, you know, they're in some way that there is some kind of, there needs to be some kind of parity. There needs to be some form of equal in this. I'm really, really concerned about the future of this country, because it's what we've been talking about tonight with Michael. You know, the idea of proportionality in a war is absolutely insane. I mean, the example of World War II, and millions of Germans were killed in an effort to stop the Third Reich. These people would be out there today, and I know there's jokes about them online, saying that they would want us to cease fire with Nazi Germany. When you see evil, you must destroy it. And yes, there's collateral damage. And my heart goes out to all of those innocents on both sides of the demarcation line between Gaza and Israel. My heart goes out to those innocents. But let's not forget one thing. There apparently was between 3,000 and 4,000 Hamas soldiers that came in and did what they did, the atrocities, the rape, the baking of babies in oven in front of their parents. I can't go on through the list here. It's absolutely disheartening. But then they break it down and say, but not all of them were soldiers. Apparently, there were maybe 1,000 to 2,000 Gaza citizens that ran in with the soldiers, many of them committed the atrocities along with the soldiers. So is everybody innocent? No. Are there innocents? Yes. And those innocents that don't have any control over Hamas, my heart goes out to them. But the reality of proportionality being as some form of new rule in law, in war, that it's a war crime if Israel wants to destroy its enemy, is absolutely, it's insane. And the idea that these people, these mind-numb TikTok, Facebook watching robots that don't understand the history, that don't understand 5,000 years of Israel and the history going back to Judea and Samaria, when did Muhammad come around? 700 AD? Is that what the number is, roughly? Okay. We can go back through history and we can study history. And we could talk about the two-state solutions that have been offered to the Palestinian Authority time after time after time after time, only to always be rebuffed. And we could take a look at Hamas and Iran. And we could take a look at what their charter states, which unequivocally stipulates that under no uncertain terms, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, meaning that all Israelis, all Jews, should be annihilated. Because don't think for a moment, oh, they should just move. They should move back to Europe or wherever it is. No, they want, after that, they're going to come after Jews in Europe and the United States. Then they're going to go after the Christians. That's exactly what they want. It's called a caliphate. This is what ISIS believes. There is zero room for negotiation with these people. Zero. There should be no ceasefire. There should be no talks. We need to get the hostages back, and we need to destroy Hamas once and for all. Unequivocally. No quarter. No ceasefire. destroy them. Because the second that you leave these people to fester, it grows again. Like it metastasizes like a cancer. And in 1, 2, 3, 5 years, you're going to have this again and again and again. I got in major arguments with people 10 years ago, whenever it was, that we provided 1,000 to 1 for Galit Shalit, the hostage, the Israeli hostage that they had. And we gave him 1,000, including the leader of Hamas today that is running this thing. We let him go. He was serving multiple lifetimes for killing Israelis in the 2000s and in the 1990s. We let him go. And this is what we got. Don't think for a minute that we can do this again. If you're going to Chamberlain yourself, World War II, where you're going to take a look at Hamas and you're going to come back and you're going to say to the world, there will be peace in our time. Mm-mm, we've done that before. We know exactly what they do. They 100% want me as a Jew, my family as Jews, you as a Jew or a Christian to be destroyed, pulled limb from limb, baked in an oven. Our women, our girls, our little babies, burned, raped, destroyed, and then raped again, by the way. Yeah, they did that. Necrophilia. We're dealing with animals here. There is zero room for negotiation with animals. There is only one answer. We must destroy them. And that's exactly what Israel is doing right now, painstakingly trying to step around the human shields that Hamas are using to defend themselves. The hospitals, under schools, under apartment buildings. This is what they do. The number one goal for them is to destroy Israel. That's it. And turn it into Gaza. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Turn the Middle East into Gaza. Why do you think that Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, also Kuwait, the last country to kick out all the Palestinians, did so. Not one of those countries allowed the Palestinians in. And when they were in, they got kicked out. The Palestinians in Kuwait in 1990 supported Saddam Hussein taking over Kuwait. They were like a fifth column in Kuwait. And led to the slaughter of many innocents there. And Kuwait did the right thing. They kicked them out. These are the people we're talking about here. Yeah, not all of them are evil. A lot of them are victims of just being born at the wrong place in the wrong time, under the wrong oppressors. But it is not Israel's fault. If you do not contain this now, the wildfire spreads. The cancer spreads. And it will continue to spread. Director Wray of the FBI today stated unequivocally that there will be a terrorist attack spawned by copycats or green lights to cells that exist in the United States. Thank you, open borders, Joe Biden. How many of those millions of people that have crossed the southern border, and yes, northern border as well, by the way, are just waiting for that pager to go off? I know, I'm old school. Folks, there is no argument here. You cannot allow this cancer to metastasize, to spread, which is exactly what it is doing. We're seeing it in Washington, D.C. tonight. We saw it in London over the weekend. The disrespect against the veterans of all the great wars. And London couldn't stop them. The police couldn't stop them. You know who the police did try to stop? Those individuals that came out and were protesting the protesters. Yes, many of them were considered, according to the BBC, which we should always trust, by the way, right wing. Yeah, there were a few. Tommy Robinson and that side of the coin. But many of them were just apoplectic seeing what has happened to their once great city. We're going to be discussing this after the break here. We've got a fantastic guest coming up, Rabbi Ron LaPaz. He's going to be talking about a lot more about this in the next hour. Do not go away here. Real Side Radio. We'll be back for hour number two after the news and commercials. Don't go away, folks.